Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, beautiful souls. This is Laura Bennett, your daily dose of motivation and self-love right here on She Thrives. And let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home, especially in this crazy world we live in. We're talking about forgiveness, that magical word that can sometimes feel as elusive as a unicorn. Ever felt like holding onto anger or resentment is doing more harm than good? You know that feeling when bitterness starts to eat away at you like a tiny monster nibbling on your inner peace? Well, guess what? It's time to ditch that negativity and embrace the power of forgiveness. Trust me, it's not about condoning hurtful actions, it's about freeing yourself from their grip. It's about choosing to heal, to move forward with lightness and grace. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First things first, understand that forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness. It's actually the bravest thing you can do for yourself. Holding onto anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one suffering in silence. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means letting go of the pain and choosing not to let it control your thoughts and actions anymore. Think of it as releasing a heavy burden you've been carrying for far too long. Secondly, remember that forgiveness is a process, not a switch you can just flip on. It takes time, patience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout the journey, even if there are moments when anger or resentment resurface. Just acknowledge those feelings without judgment and gently guide yourself back to a place of peace. Thirdly, forgiveness isn't about making excuses for someone else's behavior. It's about accepting that people make mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes hurt deeply. We're all human, with flaws and imperfections. Holding onto anger towards someone else for their shortcomings is like holding yourself back from growth and happiness. Fourthly, forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean reconciliation. You can choose to forgive someone without resuming a relationship with them. Sometimes, the best thing for your well-being is to create distance and protect your energy. Forgiveness is about releasing the past, not rewriting it. Finally, remember that forgiveness is ultimately a gift you give yourself. It allows you to break free from the chains of anger and resentment and step into a life filled with greater peace, joy, and freedom. Imagine what amazing things you could accomplish if you weren't weighed down by the past. Imagine this. You're at a party, catching up with old friends, when someone brings up a past conflict that still stings a little. Instead of letting those old feelings creep in, you take a deep breath and remember the power of forgiveness. You choose to see the situation from a new perspective, acknowledging their mistakes while also understanding their human fallibility. You extend an olive branch with kindness and compassion without expecting anything in return. The result? A sense of lightness and freedom washes over you. You're no longer bound by the past. You're free to connect with your friends on a deeper level, enjoying the present moment with open arms. So there you have it, beautiful souls. 5 powerful takeaways to help you practice forgiveness and move forward with grace and confidence. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions. It's about reclaiming your power, choosing peace over anger, and creating space for joy and happiness in your life. Take a moment right now to reflect on any areas where you might be holding onto resentment or bitterness. How can you start practicing forgiveness today? Even small steps can make a world of difference. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words of wisdom and join the conversation on social media using #SheThrivesForgiveness. Remember, you are worthy of love, joy, and peace. Go out there and shine your light. I'll see you tomorrow for another dose of motivation and self-love.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.